Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Folks, you have to put an asterisk next to this year's NBA Finals champion. And I'm sorry, because Toronto did nothing wrong here. But the reality is, you can't claim to be a viable NBA champion, to be the viable end to an NBA dynasty, if a team is missing two Hall of Famers when you beat them. I've heard your counter-arguments. People are throwing sharp, pointy things on me today. Michael Stathakis tweeted into the show, one of our listeners, and he said, you know, Toronto beat Golden State to the punch year after year after year, the whole year. And the reality is, I don't believe that to be the case. Golden State has more talent than Toronto. Golden State got injured. Toronto was very smart to practice that load management thing where they rested Kawhi Leonard throughout the year. He only played in three quarters of the games. They rested Kyle Lowry, 34 years old, throughout the year. He missed 17 games during the year with load management and rest. Steve Kerr of the Warriors said, you know what? Steve Kerr said that he feels like 5 years of NBA Finals participation really wore down the Warriors in the end, really had a cumulative effect. So credit to Toronto for being ahead of the curve in terms of resting the players. But you can't tell me, that that this is a legitimate non-asterisk championship when they won with two Hall of Famers out. Folks, Klay Thompson tore his ACL in the game last night. Golden State was going to win that. They were going to win that game. You had your first and third best player suffer the two most gruesome injuries that a basketball player could possibly suffer. So I opened the NBA record book today, and I looked at the recent champions, and I see the 2015-2016 Cleveland Cavaliers. I see the 2016-2017 Golden State Warriors. I see the 2017-2018 Golden State Warriors. And I see the 2018-2019 Toronto Raptors. Only there's that little star next to the Raptors' name because there was no Kevin Durant, there was no Klay Thompson when it mattered most throughout the series. But Mark Ryan, you're saying, Toronto's the only team that's won due to injuries? What about the Cavaliers when Kyrie and Love were out injured? People forget that the only reason the Cavs won at all is because Draymond Green got himself suspended. If not for that, Golden State wins that series in five games. As it was, Cleveland winning that title was such a miracle. It was their 1 out of 10. They landed their miracle. But look, all things considered, yes, the title has an asterisk to it. It has to. But still, Masai Ujiri, their director of player development, their president of basketball operations, did an amazing job putting that together. And consider this for a minute, folks. How amazing is it that that entire team, that entire Toronto Raptors team, has not one player drafted before number 15 in the NBA draft? The entire team. Incredible accomplishment, injuries or not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.